Lebanon's elections came to an end in June 2005 with 72 of the country's 128 parliamentary seats going to the leading opposition coalition led by Saad Hariri, the son of the former Lebanese Prime Minister Rafik Hariri, who was assassinated in downtown Beirut in February 2005. The backbone of the opposition's campaign was the political energy flowing from the major street demonstrations that took place in downtown Beirut between February and April 2005, which were sparked by Hariri's assassination. The wave of opposition street demonstrations in 2005, like the opposition's election campaign, was rooted in the demand for the removal of all Syrian military and intelligence presence in Lebanon. Due to both international and external pressure on Syria, all 15,000 Syrian troops were removed from the country in late April, prior to the parliamentary elections. The opposition, led by Saad Hariri, grouped together political parties from opposite sides of the Lebanese political spectrum, including the Progressive Socialist Party, representing Lebanon's Druze community, former representatives of the Lebanese Falangists, responsible for the 1982 Palestinian massacre of Sabra and Shatila, and also the newly formed Democratic Left Movement, all of which united to call for an end to the Syrian military and intelligence presence in Lebanon. Today, many grassroots activists in the country feel that the 2005 street demonstrations after Hariri's death were co-opted by the official opposition, which in words called for political change in the country, but in reality participated in maintaining the same sectarian political system of Lebanon. Lebanon's electoral system is rooted in a sectarian definition of the country, dating back to Lebanon's independence from France in 1943, with half of the parliamentary seats being allocated between Muslims and Christians. This sectarian nature of Lebanon's electoral system was reinstated again in 1990 with the U.S., Saudi, and Syrian-sponsored Taif Accord, which brought an official end to the 15-year Lebanese civil war. In the context of the recent elections and the re-entrenchment of the sectarian political system, a grassroots campaign took place called Hayabina, Let's Go in Arabic, which called on people to protest the recent parliamentary elections in Lebanon through direct action. Hayabina called on people to protest by voting with spoiled ballots that outlined a rejection of Lebanon's sectarian political system. I had the opportunity to interview Lokman Slim in Beirut, one of the founders of Hayabina.
The Hayabina group existed since almost 1 year, without publicity, without being publicly known. At the occasion of the last elections, which were following the two great events that Lebanon witnessed. First, the 1559 resolution of the UN calling for the withdrawal of the Syrian troops and the disarmament of the other Lebanese militias, Lebanese and Palestinian militias, and second, the physical withdrawal of the Syrian troops. So it's just to put these elections in a chronological frame and to say why these elections were particular in the history of Lebanon. So we decided to, let's say it like this, to take advantage of the situation and to make public the existence of Hayabina. So we used, in a way, the elections as a launching pad. And our activity during the elections was an electoral one. So what we proposed is the following. We proposed, of course, we had a lot of reservations concerning the political behavior of the opposition, or the so-called opposition, during the last months. And we had a lot of reservation concerning the way the opposition seemed to manage the electoral issue. So we started by making public our existence, by saying clearly what's our political program, our long-term political program. And at the occasion of the elections, precisely, we called voters not to refrain from voting, but to go voting by using cancelled ballots. I mean, to make their protestation active. So we asked them not, of course, to vote for one or the other of the candidates, not to use a blank ballot, but to use a cancelled ballot. And the cancelled ballot we proposed was constituted of a slogan, very easy to be understood in the Lebanese context. It's 64 plus 64 equals zero, because the Lebanese parliament is constituted of 128 deputies divided into 64 Muslims and 64 Christians.
Now, I'm wondering what the reaction was from the people in Beirut, from the people in Lebanon, to what you were expressing on Election Day in the lead-up to Election Day. There has been a lot of criticism of the current electoral system in Lebanon, both within Lebanon and internationally, on the sectarian nature of the system, let's say. So, you know, in the context of Hariri's assassination of 1559, as you mentioned, what was the reaction of the people in Beirut, in Lebanon?
The reactions to our activity was very diverse. There is the people who just smiled and said, once again, you want to reform the Lebanese system, it's impossible, you are idealistic. But some others took us much more seriously, and so that we were able with our campaign to make them lose some votes. And it was the case especially of some organization of the opposition who said that now it's not a priority. Now the priority is just to vote in a way which could be seen as anti-Syrian. But as our political program from the beginning is calling also for a work of accountability concerning the 15 years of Syrian occupation, we couldn't follow this logic of priorities and tidy up our priorities in the same way the opposition wanted it to be. Because one of our major points of our political program is a call to make justice concerning all the deeds committed by Lebanese during the 15 years of occupation. The Syrian occupation couldn't have lasted so comfortably without a Lebanese complicity. And the Lebanese complicity wasn't only a political one, it was a securitarian one, it was an economical one, and a political one. And if you are calling for this accountability concerning the 15 years, it's because we have in mind that at the end, at the official end of the war in 1991, the first law, or one of the first laws voted by the parliament, was a law of amnesty. So it's to say, we don't want this period to end by an explicit or implicit amnesty. Because amnesty in 1991 founded the legitimacy of our political staff. And we don't want to reproduce the same context.
Now, back to the elections. Given the context that you just explained, Can you speak now on your views of the parties that have been elected? The so-called opposition, as you said, has been given power. They've won a majority in parliament, an election where many people estimate between 40 and 50% of the public voted. So you've seen the anti-Syrian coalition be given power. So standing now from your perspective and, you know, being a participant in elections to call for these reforms, what is your view on the current Lebanese parliament? You know, what are your perspectives on the people that are in power today? Do you see them as any different from the people in the past? Everybody's talking about changes in Lebanon, but do you see it as a real change within Lebanese politics?
No, it's a very, very good question what you are asking, because in fact, if we look carefully to the constitution of the new parliament, we will see that the Lebanese political system, I mean the sectarian confessional system, and when we talk about sectarian and confessional, we have to have in mind also that this sectarian system is representing and defending a lot of financial monopolies in the country. So the political monopoly, which is expressed by the confessional system, is in a way backed and is backing a system of monopoly and of cartels, that this system was able, in spite of all what happened, to reproduce itself. Today in the parliament, what do we have? We have a huge parliamentary bloc behind Mr. Saad al-Hariri. And Saad al-Hariri is, of course, the son of Rafiq al-Hariri, but also it's the son of a culture which proved its failure during the 15 years. It's a culture of exclusion. It's a culture of money, bare money. It's a culture which cannot ensure the future of Lebanon as we see it. It's a culture of just business. So with Mr. Saad al-Hariri, I don't know where we can meet.
Now, you spoke about the opposition, the demonstrations that took place after Hariri's death at Martyrs Square. People gathered for weeks on end. Now, it seems that there was many political ideas that were on the streets during those weeks. Internationally, the media has defined all of these demonstrations often as a lead-up to the Hariri bloc, the opposition coalition's victory in parliament. So I'm just asking you, because I know that you have a very different perspective on Lebanese politics than this opposition coalition that won the elections. Can you speak about some of the other ideas that were being expressed on the streets after Hariri's death in Martyrs Square that perhaps are not given as much coverage or given as much voice as the opposition coalition?
Yes, I will start with a very simple remark that after, when Hariri dies, people recuperate the city center. Why I am saying that? Because Hariri's project was to transform this very urban part of Lebanon in a kind of touristic resort. As if the civil recuperation, the recuperation by Lebanese of this part of Beirut and this part of their legacy couldn't happen without Hariri's death. So let's start from here and say that recuperating the city was also a signal that a new political dynamic is happening, that politics is no more the monopoly of some leaders gathering together in a closed room and planning on behalf of Lebanese. Of course, the coverage of what was happening was focusing on Hariri assassination, on the Syrian withdrawal. But let's also don't forget that the Syrian withdrawal in 2005 followed the Israeli withdrawal, which took place in 2000. So the Lebanese, or some of them at least in 2005, were saying that, okay, within 5 years, we had the withdrawal of the Israelis, of the Syrians. So now we can ask also to put into question our political system, because it's our political system which is partially responsible for the war, for the Israeli occupation, and for the Syrian occupation. Unfortunately, the politically correct opposition didn't want these discussions to go forward and considered always that it's not a priority to talk about reforming the Lebanese system, I mean reforming it deeply. Therefore, we witnessed, for example, boring discussions about electoral laws. It was, in a way, the tree which was hiding the forest.
You have been listening to an interview with Lachman Slim of Hayabina. Let's go in Arabic. Hayabina called on people to protest Lebanon's 2005 parliamentary elections through direct action by voting with spoiled ballots in protest of Lebanon's sectarian political system. Lebanon's electoral system is rooted in a sectarian definition of the country, dating back to Lebanon's independence from France in 1943, with half of the parliamentary seats being allocated between Muslims and Christians. The sectarian nature of Lebanon's electoral system was reinstated in 1990 with the U.S., Saudi, and Syrian-sponsored Taif Accord, which brought an official end to the 15-year Lebanese civil war. For more information and analysis on the current situation in Lebanon, visit the Beirut Independent Media Center at beirut.indymedia.org. That's beirut.indymedia.org. This interview was recorded and produced in Beirut, Lebanon, for CKUT Radio in Montreal by Stefan Christophe.